Hey, everybody. On this episode of AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight On, we're getting up close and personal with Instagram star Savannah Fan, better known to her followers as Ling Ling. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Buzz, buzz.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight On, where we get up close and personal with some of your favorite actors, TV stars, media, entertainment personalities that you know and love that bring you the content you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Ween with three E's. But my guest today is an 11-year-old girl from Houston, Texas, who went viral on Instagram by lip-syncing to some of the hottest rap songs out there and doing it with such a confidence and swagger that it got the attention of social media and all of the artists that she covers. She's been featured on popular Instagram accounts like Worldstar and Funny Guys, and her Instagram following now boasts 283,000 followers. Please welcome our guest today, Savannah Fan.
Hey guys, it's Savannah. It's very nice to be here today.
Awesome. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me mostly on Instagram. You can also find me on YouTube. On YouTube, it's Savannah Fan, P-H-A-N. And then for Instagram, it's Savannah T Fan.
Cool. So I definitely know who you are. I've seen your videos all over the internet. But for those who may not know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about how you got viral on Instagram and what really sparked all this attention that's around you now?
Well, it was just my dad and I in the car after school, and Check by Young Thug came on.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad just gave me this wad of money and was like, and then I just started dancing, and then my dad was video recording me. My dad posted it, and like 3 months later, somebody posted it. We still don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But somebody posted it, and then I got viral.
What did that feel like? Just all of a sudden, like, what was your Instagram at before that? Did you have one before this video?
No, actually, I didn't. It was just my dad's, and then maybe like a few months after I got viral, my dad was like, okay, we should get an Instagram.
That's crazy. How does it feel like knowing so many people know who you are? Like, Worldstar, their Instagram account has 10.7 million followers. Like, that many people have seen your videos and are a fan of you. What's that like?
It's really awesome to get known. It's really awesome to get famous because ever since I was younger, I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be a superstar. And
yeah.
It was so awesome when this happened. It was like, it's a dream come true.
That's dope. Obviously you're 11, you're still in school right now.
Yes.
How has things changed at school for you? Do your classmates go like, oh my God, we know someone who's famous now? Or are they pretty chill about it?
Some of the classmates like don't really know who I am. They don't know my like alter ego and everything.
Ooh, alter ego. I like that. They don't know who Ling Ling is.
Yeah. They don't know who my alter ego is. And some of my friends, they're like, I'm friends with Ling Ling. They tell their other friends are like, no, you're not, and everything. They're like, yeah, I could show you a picture and stuff like that.
They're like, can you take a picture with me for the gram so I can tell everybody?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I mean, I'm not that famous yet, but hopefully I can get on your level. So in your first video, you were dancing to Check by Young Thug.
Yes.
And you said your dad passed you a wad of cash. Is that just like a normal thing? Do you normally just carry around racks?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have no problem just...
It's supposed to be for emergencies, but...
An Instagram video is definitely an emergency. Your fans need to see what's up. You're mostly famous, you said, on Instagram. Do you
Yes.
have any other social media platforms that you like to use?
I think I used to have Vine, but, like, I don't think...
Vine's over.
Yeah, Vine's literally over. So I only have Instagram and YouTube right now.
What would you say is your favorite platform to use out of those three?
Instagram.
Yeah, why Instagram?
I don't know. I guess they're...
Like, it's easier to connect with people?
Yeah, easier to connect with people.
Dope. So on Instagram, like, you know, there's everyone can see what you're up to. Your page is public, and everyone, you know, has an opinion about what you do or don't do. There's always going to be haters there. Do you deal with any haters on your Instagram page at all?
If I see haters, I usually just shake them off because I really don't care what they say. As long as I know who I am and I know who I am again, then I feel like I'm fine and I don't need to listen to them.
That's definitely a smart mindset to have going into it, because I'm sure you're only going to get bigger and the haters are going to just keep talking. So it's important to, like you said, just do you.
Yep.
Yeah. So another thing that I noticed about some of your Instagram videos is that even when you're rapping these hardcore rap songs, you don't say any of the bad words and any of the forbidden words.
Yep.
And is that something that you decided or your dad decided?
That's something I decided, because when I was younger, I used to hear everyone cuss in front of me. But I was like, once my dad told me those were bad, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say any of them. And then now it's just like a law in my brain that's implanted in my brain. Even my little brother says bad words. So it's kind of weird.
Speaking of your little brother, he's featured in a lot of your videos on Instagram.
Yes.
What's it like just goofing off with him and having fun?
Sometimes it's hilarious. Like, one video on my Instagram, I was just asking, like, are you about that life? And then he was like, you like that?
Viewer.
And then I was like, whoa!
He's super outspoken like you. I'm guessing it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Cool. So since you've gotten famous on Instagram, I'm sure I noticed on your page you've met a lot of different celebrities.
Yes.
Can you tell me about some that you've met and who's your favorite?
I met the most recent one I met, The Weeknd.
I saw you were at his concert.
Yes. I met The Weeknd, French Montana, Drake, Future, Belly, Nav. I can't really think of anybody else right now at this moment.
Okay.
And my favorite one, this is really hard. I think my favorite one would be... Oh, and I forgot. I also met Offset from the Migos.
Dope.
I think my favorite would be Weeknd.
The Weeknd? Yeah. Yes. Was he really cool in person? He seems like such a chill guy.
Yeah, he's so chill, and he's, like, actually, like, really polite. He was maybe, like, he wasn't all gangster and everything. He was, like, the most polite one. He was super chill.
That's awesome. That'd be really cool if maybe you could do a video with him one day.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, are there any celebrities who you'd want to do a video on your Instagram with? Maybe rapping to one of their songs?
Maybe one of The Weeknd's. Migos. I think that's it. I think that's really it.
I know before you mentioned French Montana, he actually gave you a really cool shout out on your Instagram for your birthday, which was recently, right?
Yes.
How awesome was that?
That was really cool. And also, Drake gave me a shout-out, I think, too. Yeah.
Drake. Champagne Poppy.
Yep.
That's what's up. That's awesome. Speaking of Drake, I know you're a big hip-hop fan. What do you think of his last album, More Life? Have you had a chance to listen to it?
I think I listened one song from it. I think it was called Passion Fruit or something.
Passion
like
Fruit.
That. I really like that song. That was, like, the only song I listened to from More Life, because I hear it on the radio here all the time.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, I know that's more of like an R&B type song, but you think that's something you might want to cover on your Instagram?
Yeah, maybe.
Cool. So you're in LA right now, but you're from Houston.
Yes.
What's like a day in the life for you now when you're back home in Houston?
Pretty much like on weekday school, obviously. It's really cool to be with my friends. Houston's just kind of like my home. I really like the lifestyle there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hip hop in Houston too, so that kind of fits me.
Yeah, are you into a lot of Houston hip hop talent, like maybe Travis Scott or?
Yeah, Travis Scott, Goosebumps.
Yeah, that's a really good one. So, is school your main focus right now versus, you know, everything that you've got going on with your career? How do you balance those two?
I just focus on school, and if I get a chance to or extra time or something like that, I'll work on my Instagram, my social media, work on my career and stuff like that. Like, on weekends, I barely even miss school. Like, I don't miss school. I always have to go to L.A. on the weekends.
Wow. Yeah. So now that you're in L.A., what have you been doing since you've been out here? I hear you're working on a really cool new movie.
Yeah, I'm working on a new movie. I can't really talk about that, so.
Oh, okay.
And then yesterday on Sunday, I did this photo shoot at Venice Beach.
Yeah, was that your first time at Venice Beach? Have you been there before?
No, that was actually my first time, and it was really cool. I got to go to the skate park. I got to play horse in the basketball court with some friends. Cool. I went to the, like, workout section, and I couldn't really reach anything.
Well, that's dope that you're in L.A. I definitely wanted to pick your brain a little bit more about this movie. Is there anything you can, I mean, the movie that you're working on is called Mac and Cheese. It's directed by Silk the Shocker, who's a popular rapper and actor. And his son is also in the movie with you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your character or anything we can expect from you? Is it something along the lines of what you've been doing on your social media or something completely different?
It's actually something completely different. I'm playing the part of this girl named Kylie Lynn, and I think she really fits my personality, as they say. She's street smart. She's very, like, tomboyish. She's leaning to, like, more sporty side and everything like that. So I feel like I think I can rock this character.
You feel like you can connect with her really well?
Yes.
That's awesome. What's it like working on a movie versus just doing your Instagram videos? Like, there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot happening on set, and it's a big production.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. I guess you kind of get to interact with your co-stars.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. You get to meet new people, and you get to work with them and everything. And it's just really cool. It can get frustrating sometimes when you have to, like, do the scene over and over and over again and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, when you do your videos on Instagram, it's more just, like...
Like, natural, right?
Yeah, natural, spontaneous. You're in your zone. Got the money going. Whereas working on a movie, I'm sure you have to memorize lines and... just do a whole nother level of focus.
Yeah. I feel like in, like, maybe my... Because I have Christmas plays, too. And acting and everything, I feel like I can remember lines like this because I have a very good memory. Like, a lot of people tell me that and everything. So I feel like memorizing the lines is not very a problem for me. But, like, when it comes to acting, I have to, like, get into the character. I'm not Savannah anymore. I'm this new person.
Well, it's cool that the character you're playing now, you said you find a lot of similarities between your personality and her, so I'm sure it makes it easier to get into character.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're really into acting. Can we expect more projects from you? Maybe another movie after this?
Probably. I'm not sure.
Is that something that you'd want to do, though, like pursue some acting?
Yeah, I really like acting.
Aside from acting, are you also thinking about maybe pursuing a music career? I mean, the swag that you exude when you do these videos, sometimes it's a lot more than the people you're actually covering, whose songs it was. So could you see yourself going down that route and maybe putting out a couple songs?
Maybe, because, like, I don't know why, but when I was younger, I used to be, like, all into music. But now, I don't know why, I'm just, like, leaning towards acting now.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, if I was going to be in a music career, it would be singing. Or dancing or something like that.
Yeah, you really got some good dance moves. I saw you showing it off when we started the show. Where did you learn all those dance moves?
Myself.
Yourself. Self-made. I does this. So I know in your Instagram videos that you're usually with your dad in the car.
Yes.
Your dad, Jimmy Boy, he's a very famous jeweler. Is that his money that you're throwing up, or is that yours? Because I know that's a popular debate on your Instagram, so I want you to put it to bed right now.
Most of the time he says, what is his is mine, so I guess it's both of ours.
I like that, I like that. Should have brought some racks with you here today, that would have been nice. Cool. Are you into any other non-rap songs? Like, have you ever tried covering anything like that on your Instagram?
Yeah, I think I did Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. I did that, and then... I think that was, like, the only thing I did.
You also did a cover to Never Forget You by Zara Larsson, which I saw, which
I
was dope.
That. Yeah.
Cool. So you know, as you've been getting bigger, you've been doing a lot of different hosting opportunities. I saw that you were recently at South by Southwest.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
It was actually my first time at South by Southwest, and I thought it would be, like, all hip-hop and everything, and there was never going to be, like, any other kind of genre of music or everything. But it was really cool to go there and experience the new music, so I'm kind of, like, getting out of my hip-hop zone and just, mm-hmm. like, looking, like, R&B, pop, stuff like that. It was really cool.
Did a lot of people recognize you when you were there from Instagram?
Yeah, but I think they didn't say anything.
They're probably just secretly fangirling, like, oh my god.
Yeah, because I was also with All Def Digital for that. And while I was doing it, like, a lot of people wanted to come up, but they were like, hold on, she's doing something right now. So.
That's cool. And what's it like working with All Def Digital here in LA?
It's really cool. They have some really good opportunities. Like Arts and Wraps was, I think, my first thing with All of Digital, and then South by Southwest was my second, and it was really cool.
What can you tell us a little bit more about what Arts and Wraps is? Is that like a special segment that you do?
I'm not the only one who does it. There's like other kids, but Arts and Wraps is kind of like these rappers that are like rising. They come and then these kids just interview them and they just ask them these questions.
I'd say you're the perfect person to do that for sure.
Because I remember I was with Neff the Pharaoh and I was like, "What's syrup sipping?" And then he was like, "It's when your mom makes a really good breakfast and when she turns around, you grab the syrup and you just drink it all."
Syrup sipping. Do you ever do that sometimes at home?
No.
Cool. So what's next for you this coming summer? I mean, it's May. We're going into the summer. Anything else you can tell us you're working on?
I don't think I'm working on anything. Not that I know of, at least.
Okay. I know we've got your dad here in the studio with us. I don't know if we can get the camera on him, but I could say what up to our fans watching Savannah right now. Cool, cool.
There's the camera right there.
Dope, dope. I actually have a question for you. What's it like seeing Savannah get so popular and how she's changed since she's been viral on Instagram?
It's a blessing. You know, it's a good thing to see, like, just to have, like, the world see what I've always seen. Nothing's changed, though. That's the wonderful thing about it. Just seeing her being able to take in all this stuff and still be, like, the same kid that she is. And that's, one thing we really focus on, making sure that she remembers, you know, like, who she is and all that.
Dope. That's awesome. So in an, you know, right now, carpool karaoke is definitely a very popular thing. Do you watch James Corden at all or know about his show?
I do know the late night show because our teacher is usually like bringing it up and stuff like that. I think I watched the Justin Bieber one. That one was hilarious when they got to pick out each other's clothes. That one was really cool. I watched the Adele one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the only two I watched.
Would that be a kind of show that you maybe want to get featured on at some point? It's super similar to the style.
That would be totally awesome.
Yeah. James Corden is super funny. What song would you do with him?
I would probably do Slide by Frank Ocean and Migos. I would do Mask Off. I would do Call Casting by Migos. I do Ray Shimmer's Swing.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the only ones because those are the ones that I really get down on.
Yeah? Dope. Well, it's super great having you here in the studio. I definitely wish you all the best of luck with your career. When can we expect some new videos from you on Instagram? You haven't posted some recently.
Probably a new video maybe. I'm trying to think. Probably after when I'm done with school, because I'm done with school on May 26th.
Very cool.
Because I'm very open in the summer, so I can do more videos. And, yeah.
That's awesome. Is there anything you want to tell your fans and followers or people who may not know you about you that you want them to know?
I guess just don't let anybody get to you. Just know who you are. Don't let anybody influence you to be them or be this other person. You just have to know who you are and stick with it.
That's something that you definitely hold, like, true to yourself.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Savannah, for coming on our show.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see you in your upcoming movie, Mac and Cheese. I'm sure we'll find out more about that soon. Where can our fans and followers find you on social media?
Instagram and YouTube.
What's your handle?
My Instagram is Savannah T Fan, and my YouTube is Savannah Fan.
Awesome. And I'm your host, Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean. Thanks so much for joining us today. Cool.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.